Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Win again, game and series. I like this kind of baseball. This kind of baseball reminds me of how you win postseason baseball. Close games, pitching matchups, couple breaks here, couple errors there. The Yankees have TW, the will to win, especially at home. 13 games in a row, protecting the Palace in the Bronx. Your New York Yankees, the best team in baseball. Are they serious? 46-16, 30 games over 500. It's June 15th. Hey, all I can say is I'm having a good time, but I'm scared. All the conversation at the game tonight is like, hey, they're really good. They said, wait till they play the Rays twice now. They're handling the Rays. This team's really good. This is the team. This is it. This is it. They got to do it. They got to do it. And 11-11, one's on the clock. I wish they would. And why am I scared? Because there's a long way to go. They could not. That's baseball, Susan. We know how this thing goes. I'm in there yelling and screaming, turning up. Fans are excited. Fans are coming out to see the best team in baseball. First place Yankees. First place Yankees. Handle business. On the other side of town, the Mets lost 10-2. Corbin Burns on the mound. Cy Young winner. We know. Like last night I told you that these guys come over here from Wisconsin. They see the sights. They hit MLB, MLB Network, MLB offices. They go do their medias. And last night, they weren't ready to play. They slept in their hotel last night, and the Brewers got up and said, we got to win. It's Burns Day. I interviewed Corbin Burns 2 days ago on MLB Network. He had his son Carter with him. He seemed like he was happy and excited. And the question I asked him was, you ready to pitch in New York? You ready to face the top team? He said, yeah. And he was tonight. Mets fans, this is a safe space. You can call me up and talk about that. But you also don't have to. Yankees fans, call me up, 877-337-6666. Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker. Good to see him. I had hoped that there were more home runs from where that first one came from. It took him a little while to get that first one. Then he had two in the same game on Sunday. And then he hit one tonight to break this game open. Live and die by the long ball, right? In the past, they said these Yankees live and die by the long ball. Well, sometimes you do need to live by that long ball. In games like this, you need that to break it open. The Yankees only had three hits. But guess what? They didn't leave anyone on base. This team in the past few years, that was their calling card, LOB. Left on base, leaving runners in scoring position. That's all the Yankees did over the last few years. It's a different team, different vibe. They know what time it is. They know this is Tampa, who's won the AL East the last couple years, who's gotten to a World Series. They're supposed to be the guys that you're gunning for, right? Aren't you trying to win the AL East, get that bye, and then go on to win a World Series? And there's so much talk. I can't remember another season where World Series talk entered our conversations this much in June. But it's real. Nasty Nestor night. I'm always showing up to see Nestor pitch. Didn't have as many strikeouts as I would have liked. Didn't have his way necessarily, but hey, he held it down. Gave us enough. Wandy Vision, Miguel Castro, Lucas Litke, and we'll talk about, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, yo, a Rosarena goes down. G-Man Choi is supposed to be coming in. They do the mound visit. The fans do the wave. I'm thinking they're trying to ban the wave. They're talking for 15 minutes, and I'm like, maybe they're going to award Tampa a run because these Yankee fans keep doing the wave in here. Then that finally stops. We give a couple runs up, and I'm like, okay, this is a game. But then we were three outs away. Lucas Litke handles business. And then his mama call him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. Clay Holmes, man. Like, this guy, is he for real? Is he serious? He is. What a Cashman find. That's my new closer. I know you guys are talking about Chapman coming back. I saw the video. No rush there. We got a guy that they're talking about in the same light as Mariano. Consecutive scoreless innings. But you love to see it. In a game like this, Susan Waldman gave him player of the game. Yeah, because he came in a one-run game and he did the job. Imagine if we were going to Chapman, that would have been a different feel. I left the stadium 4-3. Like, they better not blow it. But I had confidence they weren't going to blow it, and they didn't. I listened to John call it. Clay Holmes handled business. We out. The Yankees win. Ball game over. And more, I'm looking at this team, and I'm like, it doesn't matter who's in. It doesn't matter if Higgy or Trevi are catching. It doesn't matter who's DHing, who's playing second, who's playing third, how they configure the outfield. There's enough hitters in this lineup, enough guys in this lineup that are going to get it done. Led by Aaron Judge. Shane McClanahan, I'm listening to Carton Robertson. Craig Carton is saying no one's ever heard of Shane McClanahan. I'm like, this guy is arguably the leader for the AL Cy Young. He's got a bunch of strikeouts. He went over 100 strikeouts in the game tonight. And, I knew who he was, but I was behind home plate calling him Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon! Shane McMahon! Shane McMahon! All rise, here comes the judge. Boom! I love that. First inning, Judge, MVP, leading the way. And just having that one on the board for a few innings just made Yankees fans feel like, hey, if this is a 1-0 game, we're going to win. And like I said, Higgy blows the game open. You know what, too, I noticed about these Rays? They're sloppy. They're not the same Rays. Their defense isn't as tight as it's been in past years. Yeah, I get it. They don't have Wander Franco, Brandon Lau, whatever. Injuries happen. All teams go through them. But they're not the same. Make them pay off those errors. I went to the bleachers in that, fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth. Brett Phillips drops a pop-up. Like, hit his glove. I was like, what's going on? Made him pay off that. Didn't we make him pay last night the same way? Y'all don't want to catch pop-ups, easy outs. You're going to let guys be on base. Okay, you're going to pay for that. And like Boone was saying, it's not a hitting contest. It's a scoring contest. They scored enough. It was 4-0. Okay, they came back. Didn't matter. 4-3 is enough to win and take the series. The Yankees are good. They are better than we thought they would be. And that's okay. I don't care what you thought about the moves in the offseason. I don't care what you said on your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram about this team. I don't care what you called WFAN to say about Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, whatever. It's in the past. Let's live in the present. This team is the best team in baseball by a lot right now. And it would take a lot for them to magically just fall off. It's baseball. We know they'll get humbled at some point. They may lose at some point. But I'm not even thinking that. I'm looking at the schedule like, bring on Toronto. Bring on Tampa again. Bring on Houston again. Because this narrative of, oh, the Yankees only beat up on bad teams, it's not true. The Yankees beat whoever's in front of them. They don't like to lose. Definitely not in the Bronx. And we're going to talk about it tonight. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Man, I'm glad that I'm figuring out how to go to the game, not yell too much, get back on time. I'm existing. I'm 15 games in. I got 15 games under my belt. We're good. Excited to talk to you guys. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. Let's take this first break, and I'll be right back.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And you say New York City. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Didn't lose my voice. Let's go, Yankees. But let's talk about the Mets quickly, okay? The Mets are 41-23. They lost the game tonight. No worries. They're still one of the top teams in the league. They're still right behind the Yankees with the most wins in the league. And Corbin Burns is a Cy Young winner for a reason. He shoves. And Milwaukee got up on them in the first inning right away. They were ready to play, and arguably you had the last guy you wanted throwing for the Mets tonight against Corbin Burns. You would hope for Corbin Burns versus Max Scherzer or Corbin Burns versus Jacob deGrom. Those guys aren't ready to throw right now. So Peterson goes out there, does what he can. He gives it up right away. Some guys have big days, big nights. Willie Adames, 3 hits, 2 RBIs. I mean, it is what it is. It's one loss. But I think the thing that Mets fans have to be thinking about, it's starting to creep into the back of your mind, maybe in the front of some of your minds. I know there's a lot of pessimistic Mets fans. That early lead that you had starting to shrink a little bit. The defending world champion Atlanta Braves, the new look Atlanta Braves, have won 14 games in a row. They're 4 games back. And the Mets definitely need to take this series. They need to bounce back and take the series tomorrow. Because all the conversation is going to be about the Braves catching them now. All the conversation is going to be about, oh, well, the injuries and this and this and this. And, well, you know, the Mets, about, I don't know, it's crazy. It's like tide is starting to turn a little bit. But the Mets are still a good team. The Mets are still a competitive team. It's a rough night. 10-2 is a rough night. You get smacked. Come back. Try and take the series. They got Tylor McGill coming back on the mound versus Aaron Ashby tomorrow night. City Fields, Flushing, New York. City Field. I know it's not Fields. Flushing, New York. I won't be over there. I'll be at Yankee Stadium. But good luck to the Mets and good luck to the Mets fans. It's fine. Don't lose the series, though. Conversation tomorrow night, not going to be that great if you lose the series. The Yankees won the series tonight. So no matter what happens tomorrow, it's a dub. But I like to sweep. Sweep so I know it's real. Sweep to make everybody a believer. To shut the critics up. Drew Rasmussen got put on the IL today with a strained left hamstring. Tampa's hurt. I'm not making excuses for them. I got no love for them. But now that Rasmussen got put on the IL, they have to put Jalen Beeks in to start against Sevy tomorrow. Savage is in the box. Y'all know what to do. Definitely going to the game tomorrow. Could be an interesting one. Could be an interesting one. Could be a sweep and a happy flight for the Yanks as they head to Toronto to face the Blue Jays. And I'll get eyes on the scores around the league. I'll get eyes on the scores around Major League Baseball. I'll wait till some more of them go final. Oh, no, they're all final. No, they're not all final. Three still in play. One in the top nine, one in the top eight. So I'll wait to go through the scores once the rest of these games are final. But I am very interested in sweeping the Rays and seeing what the Yankees do against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays played 10 innings, went to extras against the Orioles. Orioles beat them last night. Blue Jays barely beat the Orioles 7-6. And the Yankees come to town with the chance to put them away for the year, put them away for the season. Go up there and sweep them. Those boys are done as far as chasing us. And then what? I just feel like the Yankees are going to have such a large lead. I'm scared. I can't lie. I'm scared. It's like too good to be true. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to some people. It's 11:30. It's about to be that time. Tony in Morristown, first up on the Fan. What you got?
Yo, Keith. What's going on? Love the show, man.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
So a couple things. I know Yankees, great season, huge Yankee fan. Don't have a lot to complain about, but just a question. Why do they refuse to play Stanton in left? I think that opens up a lot of different things, and we've seen how much better Gallo is in right. Stanton in left opens a lot of doors.
I'll tell you why I wouldn't. I don't know why they aren't, but I'll tell you why I wouldn't. Short porch in right, short field in right. Stanton is an MVP right fielder. I know he won that MVP back in 2017, but he's comfortable in right field, and I like him in right field. Left field, different territory. They say left field in Yankee Stadium is an ocean. There's a lot of ground to cover. The ball can carom off the side, and it's tricky. It's not as easy to play as right field. And right field's not easy either, but you keep him over there in right because he isn't as fleet of foot as a Gallo or a Hicks. Definitely not, you know, Judge. He can play right field just fine, and that's really it. I don't want to see him in left. Left is tough. We saw Miguel Andujar can play left.
I get that, but I saw a stat the other day that when Gallo's in right, he's got, I think, 100 at-bats in right, and he's a well above average hitter when he's in right. And then when he's in left, he just stinks.
Yeah.
I really think Gallo's ultimately a head case. But
he's another player that we traded for that was a gold glove all-star in right field. We have three right fielders. We have Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Joey Gallo. They're all right fielders. You know, Judge has been playing great in center. Glad that he can do that. But we can't start taking Stanton out for Gallo ever. And we also can't make Stanton a permanent DH and then not have the flexibility to put a Gleyber Torres at DH, Judge at DH, DJ at DH, Donaldson at DH, whoever it may be.
Yeah, no, I agree. So my other point that I called about I was looking at Carlton Roberts today, and I can't seem to wrap my head around why Mets fans, all they can think about is the Yankees. Look, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I couldn't care less what the Mets do. Good for you. My friends are Mets fans. My brother's a Mets fan. I couldn't care less what the Mets do, but it seems
it's
like
it's the little brother syndrome, man. It's the little brother syndrome, and especially right now. Now it's like, oh man, right? The Mets were riding high, and now it's looking like a little trouble in paradise. It's like, and not even trouble in paradise, right? What it is that the Yankees are so good. So again, it's like, all right, the Mets go and get all these players. They go and get Max Scherzer, Mark Canna, Eduardo Escobar, Starling Marte. You pair them with Pete Alonso and Lindor and McNeil and Nimmo, and they've got all of these guys. They got Chris Bassett and Cookie Carrasco and Taiwan Walker performing better than expected. Still not better than the Yankees. Still don't have a better record than the Yankees. Of all years for them to ante up and go get it, the Yankees said, we're not going to go get any big free agents. We'll make a couple moves here and there, and boom, whose city is it?
No, the last thing real quick, and it's kind of what you just said. Any other year, this Mets season, they'd be the best team in baseball. And it's just funny to me that it's getting overshadowed by the Yankees. So.
Perfect.
All right, Keith. Have a great night, man.
Later. Mets fans, call me up and tell me how you feel. I don't want to speak for you. 877-337-6666. Speak for yourselves. You're not worried about this loss. You're going to sleep feeling confident that you can take the series tomorrow. You're not worried about a 14-game win streak from the World Series champions who now have Matt Olson, who now have a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. I'd be a little concerned. We're in it. It's June 15th. We're halfway through June. We can see who is who and what is what. And I made a joke on Twitter. There was this guy at the Mets game last night. He had an old school radio next to his ear. And so I screenshotted as I was watching the Mets game and the Yankees. And I said, oh, bro, he's probably listening to John and Susan. As a joke, like Mets fans are always thinking about the Yankees and not the other way around, right? That's how you get the Yankees sucks chant in Citi Field when they're like, I don't know, playing the Diamondbacks. I said, bro, I was listening to John and Susan. Like, could you imagine that? A Mets fan sitting in Citi Field watching the Met game, but listening to the Yankee game just to keep tabs on what they're doing in the Bronx. Like, are they really this good? Yeah, they are. They got a lot of guys that can hit. They got a lot of guys that can field. And they got a ton of guys that can throw. A couple guys who can catch. You put it all together, they're a solid team. I love it. I'm having a blast. That's why I say I'm scared. Because we got to win it all. Everybody's touching the money. Everybody's talking World Series. We got to win it all this year. I know we're going to stumble. I know there's going to be some stretches where this team doesn't look right. Or maybe not. Dan is in Edison, New Jersey, next up on the Fan. You got it, Dan.
What's up, man? Pleasure as always. It's becoming like a nightly thing between you and I, my friend.
I appreciate it. Welcome back.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, the Rays aren't the same team that they have been the last couple of years. I mean, they make mistakes in the field tonight. That huge mistake in the outfield that ended up leading to the
sloppy
home run and the three unearned runs. McClanahan is a nasty pitcher, so, you know, they gave us an extra out. And that's the thing about this team, man. Like, if the other team ends up, you know, like the Cubs did, they dropped the ball in the infield, we make them pay, bro. You give us an extra out, we're going to make you feel it, you know?
Like clockwork. We all saw it coming. We were in the bleachers like, error, error. And everyone's like, watch this. Like, you can't mess up against the Yankees, especially in these tight games. You give them extra chances, extra bases.
It was a difference in the game, you know, that it was the bottom line that unfortunately they obviously scored a couple runs late, but that was a difference in the game. You know, we did only have three hits, but that's what I love about this team is we find a way to win. We make
TW, the will to win. The will to win anyway. It doesn't matter how, just win the game.
Exactly. And I loved Windy, man. He stepped up for Nestor. He got him out. You know, that game was strange, though, bro. between Nestor getting hit in the head with the ball.
Yeah, it was a weird game. It was a loopy game. That's why I know we're going to get loopy on the late night tonight. I expect some weird calls.
And then there was a 17-minute wait. Yo, these umpires don't know the rules, bro. Like, I mean, Michael Kay read it right away. You know what I mean? They had to call New York.
Yeah, that's kind of wild, right? You have an umpire crew, and they need that long to deliberate and look at replay and figure it out. The fans, we were chanting, let's play baseball. Like, it was getting insane in there. Like, people were getting
Michael
restless.
Kay, I mean, the Kayster had it figured out in, like, within a few minutes. So I don't know what the problem was, why it took 17 minutes, but that's not a good look, man.
Delay a game, pace of play.
Bro, exactly.
That game was cruising. It still cruised with all that. It was a 3-hour game, 2 hours and 58 minutes with a 25-minute delay.
Bro, I went to the store and came back, and the same batter was still up. I'm like, bro, are you serious? What's going on, you know? So the one thing that does make me nervous is that when Boone was talking after the game about Chapman, now, Holmes, he was saying Holmes is just going to get the high leverage situation, bro. That cannot be the case. Holmes is our closer. That needs to be written in stone.
Dan, let me stop you there, bro. The first press conference that Aaron Boone had in spring training, he told the world that Gio Urshela was the Yankee shortstop. So whatever he says is whatever he says. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Until I see Chapman coming out to close a game, which I'm really hoping I don't see. I mean, I don't need to see that. I've moved on from that. Like, for why? What reason? Like, we have a closer, a really good closer, an all-time good closer as far as how he's started this year. Like, he's been lights out. He has an unhittable pitch.
30
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. For Aroldis Chapman, and you know what? I think it should have been the other way around, right? He said Clay will face the better part of the lineup in high leverage situation, and Chapman will still close some. I think it's going to be the other way around. Like, Clay's going to close. Chapman will face some parts of the lineup, maybe not the best people in the lineup, but, like, I can't be worried about that. Not this year, bro. I said I'm scared.
No.
You know what the scary thing is, right? A scary thing is this team playing so well and then handing the ball to Aroldis Chapman like we saw last year to blow games. I can't do
it. That's what I got this feeling in my gut. Like, I cannot have that happen because I can see the team playing so well. They got to hand the ball to either King or Holmes. WandaVision is doing his thing. I mean, even Castro, he's solid. Sometimes he's a little wild. But the bottom line is, man, you know what? I don't care what they do with Chapman, bro. If I don't see him again, I'm good. But you know what?
Trade him. They can trade him.
Yeah,
they can figure
they
out
can.
How to trade him. Or they could tell him, chill. They could just slow play this thing. Chill.
Bro, slow play it. Trade him. I don't care what you got to get back. If you get back nothing, I'll be happy, man. Anyway, listen, tomorrow, let's get this sweep. They got another injury. Rasmussen isn't pitching. Let's get into that Rays bullpen, you know what I'm saying, and get the sweep out, get those brooms out in the Bronx.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, we're going to keep it going, bro. It's going to be a fun ride, man, and I enjoy being on it with you, bro. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan. The Yankees know. Okay, they got to throw Jalen Beeks tomorrow. Is this going to be a bullpen game for them with the chance to sweep? The Yankees have been sweeping. The stadium has been turned up. Fans have been behind them. Sweep them again. The Jets were in the building. Zach Wilson, CJ Uzama, Mike White. People were saying that Zach Wilson did the wave. He did not do the wave, folks. I was sitting behind him. He got up. I think his girlfriend thought it was okay to do the wave. Didn't he go to BYU? He's from all the way out west. He doesn't know what to do out here. I did not see him put his arms up in the air, and I definitely didn't see him do any woo. So Zach Wilson is good. He didn't do the wave. Ran into Clyde Frazier, though, with his rings and a bright orange hat. First thing I told him, I'm from Jersey, bro. I'm a Nets fan. Nets world, baby. He understood. We talked about the Nets a little bit, but respect. Put the Knicks rings up. And my guy, Mickey Rivers. Mickey Rivers was in there. Shout out to Andrew Levy making sure I see the legends at Yankee Stadium. Keep McPherson on the fan. Call me up. I got to take a break, but we're coming back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I saw the Jets in there. They didn't bring Mekhi Becton, though. Bro would have took up a couple seats, at least two. He's huge. Room for him, though. I like his energy. Wants to make people eat their words. Wants to show that he's ready to rock. The Jets might be all right this year. Went to the game with my guy Pete. Pete's a big Jets fan, and we're talking about the Jets. I like to see that Zach Wilson takes any free tickets in New York he can get. My kind of guy. Why not? Enjoy it. You're king of New York. You're the quarterback of the Jets. Just don't do the wave, bro. Don't even think about it next time. I saw he thought, and then he thought better. CJ Uzama hasn't played it down for the Jets. He was in there. Conklin, too. Those two new tight ends they got. Yankee Stadium, baby. Everybody's pulling up to see the first place Yankees. 30 games over 500. What? This is real life. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Let's talk to some more fans. If you were at the game, if you're driving home, drive safely. But call me. Tell me what you saw, what you felt, what the vibes were. I had a good time. I yell too much, though. And then, like, I'll hear my voice before I get on air. I'm like, all right, at least I got enough of a voice. But it's tough, man. The MVP chance for Judge. Nasty Nestor. Obviously, the let's go Yankees. Like, there's too many opportunities to yell and scream in there. Two outs, two strikes. Nestor was working so fast. I forget what inning it was. It might have been the third. He got to two strikes, two outs before the two strikes whale sound. I was in there making the sound. Whoever works at Yankee Stadium pressing that button, they missed it. Nestor was working so fast. He got the, I think Brett Phillips was up. He gets the two strikes, two outs. I'm standing up. I'm like, trying to get everybody up. Like, two strikes, whale. Clap. Let's get out of this. Back to the phones we go. Brian is down in Barnegat, New Jersey, on The Fan. What you got, Brian?
Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hi. So I was watching the game. Wish I was there, tell you that. Right now, but how could you not love this team? And this is one of the teams that playing that I'm scared of. I'm scared of the Rays, and they're on the verge of sweeping.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say this team. I thought you were gonna say you're scared like me. I'm scared of this Yankees team. I'm scared of them breaking my heart. I'm scared of them not winning the World Series. And, like, getting to the World Series and losing in Game 7 and me just crumbling to pieces. I'm not afraid of the Rays anymore. They don't scare me at all. They're a different team. They're missing a few guys.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, during this game, it's funny. I'm watching and I think they're going to win. And then that, you know, whatever happened with the pitching change
so dumb
happened, and I thought
I don't know why it took that long. It should never take that long.
And then I thought, oh no, this is gonna
this is gonna backfire on us. We're gonna give it up.
And they almost did, but they
Clay Holmes exists
out and they won.
Just gotta get it to Clay Holmes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome game to be at. I mean, minus that whole delay, like a Rosarena goes down, then Choi is coming in, and then the mound visit, and then you can't have a mound visit. You can't have two mound visits during a pinch hit. And then, like, Higgy is trying to stall because Licky's not ready. And I don't know, the ump's saying, no, you can't do this. And the umps don't even know the rules. That's the biggest thing. That's why it took so long. The umpire crew, the guys that train and learn and are supposed to know all of the rules of baseball, not us fans, they don't know what to do in that situation. And so it takes forever. Fans are doing the wave, chanting, let's play baseball. But if we would have lost the game, we would have been probably going back to that. I'm glad we didn't lose the game. This team has TW, the will to win. Another one.
Yeah, but it was just great. So, listen, I hope you have a good time tomorrow, and let's just hope they get this sweep.
Sweep. Broom's coming. Thanks for the call, Brian. I'm definitely going to have a good time. I mean, the good times are rolling at the stadium. Let me see how many people came out there tonight. Let me check. I think it was 35, a little bit over 35. And, I mean, these are Wednesday night, Tuesday night games, 35,000 people pulling up. When they made it full capacity last year, if we were getting 35,000 people in the stadium on the weekend, we were pumped up about it. We were taking that. It wasn't like that. It's a different time. We are back outside. Everyone is back moving and shaking and doing what they want to do. I made a joke on the tweets. I said, these girls go on Pinterest. They type in Yankee Stadium outfit, and they all pull up with the same thing on, a hat, a white top, jeans, and some white sneakers. It's like they all got the same. And I don't know. I don't go on Pinterest. I don't know if they got it from Pinterest. Tumblr. I don't know where these girls get their fits from. Fashion Nova. That's not really the same thing. It's like these girls all show up to Yankee Stadium wearing the same thing. Perfectly fine. Come on through. Summer night in the Bronx, something to do. Whether you know everything about the Yankees or know nothing about the Yankees, this is New York. It's a tourist attraction. It's a great place to be, especially when the Yankees are this good. This is historic. This is rare. And this is scary. I'm not going to hold you. It's scary. Yanni is in BK. Yanni is on the fan. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How are you?
Doing well. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about how this is definitely historic. The Yankees have a 46-16 record, and my dad is about to turn 65. And so in the last 65 years, there are only two teams who had a better starting record, the 2001 Mariners and 1998 Yankees. And there have been about 2,000 games in the last 65 years, or sorry, 2,000 starting records. And so if the Yankees have the third best in that span, that's about 99.9%. And if we look all time, they are tied for ninth best record all time. So only eight teams have had better starting records. Pretty crazy.
Another win streak, 46-16, a .742 winning percentage, a 13-game win streak at home, 30 games over .500, 28-7 at home. Like, come on. It's unreal. Got to keep it going, and I think they will. There's something about these Yankees, something about this chemistry, something about each guy on this team. They pull the rope. TW, the will to win. That's the theme for tonight. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. More of your calls after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.